Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. Who has your puppet strings? when the title for this week's podcast dropped, I had to laugh and laugh, and then I laughed some more because the episodes are usually it's usually a spark from something that I've personally experienced in my own life that many of you are experiencing. And so that's kind of where the episode titles come from. So I had something show up in my world a couple of weeks ago, and it really threw me for a loop. It really did. And I'm big on, you've heard me say before, stay in question. Okay, what is this? What am I supposed to do with it? Am I avoiding something? What's right about this I'm not getting? What is this? What is this? What is it? I kept asking and asking and asking and asking. And I finally scheduled a session with one of my dear coaches and mentors. And she kind of giggled at me. And I said, what? And she said, wow, you weren't willing to have the awareness of what was going on. And so instead, you decided that I would have to tell you, or I would have to help you unravel all of this. And in that moment, I kind of froze and I said, wow, I just gave you all of my power. She goes, yeah, you did. And then I thought, holy, who else has my puppet strings? Where else in my life am I not willing to be the driver of the bus? Where have I been a passenger waiting for other people to tell me, or waiting for other people to give me permission, or waiting for other people to tell me it was okay? And you know, it's interesting. This came up a few months ago when I started doing readings. Professionally, I started doing readings, about 10, 11 years ago. And at that time, it was like everyone that I encountered who was, you know, offering readings and, you know, similar offerings, they would always, somewhere in the conversation, they would always say something along the lines of, well, I've been doing it longer. I've been, you know, in the trenches longer. I've been building my business longer. I've been reading for clients longer. And somewhere in my subconscious mind, unconsciously, somewhere in there, I would somehow agree with that, oh, well, I have to wait for you to flourish before I can, because you've been doing it longer. I have to, take a seat back. I have to dull my sparkle because you've been lighting yours, or trying to light yours, longer than me. And, you know, I'm a newbie on the scene, so I need to respect that you came first and you get to go first, and then it's my turn. And everything that's bringing up and letting down, let's just destroy it and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities, because that's just a bunch of BS. So I literally sat there one day and I thought, oh my God, that is so ridiculous. So everywhere that you've waited for permission, waited till you took the right course, met the right person, lost the weight, saved the money, went back to school, whatever that is. Let's just destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, or realities. It's almost like we forgot that we can choose to have ease in our world, that we have the answers if we will actually trust that we know what's best for us. So everywhere that you're not trusting that you know what's best for you, let's destroy and create all of that. And that really is the foundation, if you will, or the guts of who has your puppet strings. It's really about not trusting us, having that little whisper of awareness and going, I don't know. We doubt it. We question it. Maybe it's not what we anticipated. Maybe it's not something that we thought we were ready for that starts to show up. I know how that's happened to me before, where I've made a decision. Okay, I need to experience all of this, and then I can have this other thing. And the universe probably laughs, right? They laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And I really kind of screw myself over because the universe will bring us what is in alignment with us, whether that's a job, an opportunity, money, clients, relationships, people, ideas, creations, projects. The universe will bring everything to us that we are really in alignment with. If you follow the work of Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks, they talk about when we are in vibrational alignment, I believe are the words that they use. When we are in a vibrational alignment with whatever it is that we are looking to have attracted into our world, to magnetize into our world, when we're in alignment with it, boom, it shows up. And so everywhere that you're not willing to recognize that you're in alignment with so much more than you're allowing to come into your world, let's destroy and create all of that. We're just going to go on a little bit of a tangent here. And there was a podcast I listened to the other day. You know me, I listen to podcasts and I'm always learning and figuring things out and sampling the buffet and expanding my knowledge base. And the woman in the podcast, I don't recall the name of the podcast, but she had said, oftentimes when things don't go according to plan, that we start to shut down and we start to pull away. And in doing so, we're blocking the miracles, the blessings, the beautiful things and people and experiences from coming into our world. And so everywhere that you've done that, let's just destroy and create it. And then she said something I found really interesting. She said, it's as simple as reaching for something better. Perhaps we're not going to shift from, ugh, things aren't working, we're upset, we're hurt, whatever that is, we're disappointed, we're frustrated. We may not shift from that state into, yay, life is amazing, it's incredible, watch out, get out of my way. It might not be instantaneous, but just in the reaching. You know, I choose to feel better about this. What's right about this, I'm not getting. I'll often say, to the universe, to my guides, what can I do to shift this? What am I not willing to look at here? What am I not willing to fully acknowledge that if I acknowledge it is going to open this up and shift it for me, right? So in your world, you can kind of look at who has your puppet strings. Sometimes it's authority figures. We've bought the idea that perhaps the police or people in power, that they have more control than we do. They may know more than us. They you may have heard of white jacket syndrome, like before going to the doctor thinking, oh, they know so much more than me and they've gone to school and they're so smart and they know everything. And then it's like somewhere along the line, we've agreed and aligned and decided that all of these other people that just have more of a knowledge base than us are to be trusted more than we trust ourselves. Whether it's with our body, our money, our state of mind, our peace, our contentment. And so I really realized that day that I had given my coach, my mentor, my puppet strings, as I didn't want to take ownership for some of the things that had shown up in my life. I didn't want to scream from the mountaintops that this is what I want and this is what I'm going to have and this is it. I had all my life had waited for someone else to tell me from a little girl. I was, I've shared this in other podcasts as well. My grandmother used to call me, she used to say, Shauna is such a good girl. Shauna is such a good girl. And I gave my power away to everyone. And, I just waited for everyone to kind of tell me and direct me and guide me. And here I am closing in on 50, and that doesn't work anymore. And so really about shedding all of that. And absolutely, you know what? Sometimes when we are so emotionally invested in something, it's very difficult to take a step back and really see what's happening. It can be very difficult to step back and really acknowledge that maybe it's not as clear as we thought it was. It could be a little bit murky, especially when there are emotions involved. And that's usually when I reach out to one of my coaches and mentors. It's like, okay. You have the bird's eye view. Would you please assist with this? And they're fabulous because they will call me on my crap and tell me, well, you're not willing to see that, or you've given your power away, or this has your puppet strings, that has your puppet strings. Anything that we make bigger or more significant or important than us has our puppet strings. I learned this firsthand earlier this year as I worked through my divorce. The house, our family house, I just absolutely love and adore. And I wasn't willing to lose it. And by not willing to lose it, it's like it had power over me. It was so fascinating to look at that. It was like the house had my puppet strings because I wasn't willing to walk away from it. I wasn't willing to lose it all. And not to say that that's what I'm manifesting or calling into my world, but rather I'm not solidifying the energy of it. I'm not making the house more significant or more important than me. Now, having worked through all of that, I know now that if it's a benefit for me to stay living in the house, which it is for now, that I will and I'll love it and I'll enjoy it. And the house is lovely. And I also know that there will come a day when it'll be time to leave this house, and that this house will have new owners, and I will move on to a new experience, a new life outside this house. And so once that energy freed up, it brought such a lightness and expansive energy into my world with my house. The weeks before I cleared that, it was like the house just seemed really heavy. And it's like everywhere I looked, the yard needed this, and the garage needed that, and the carpets needed to be cleaned and needs to be painted. And I saw all of this. I saw this endless to-do list with the house, and it just seemed to be so heavy. And then again, once I cleared that and was, I just realized, for now, this is my home, and I love it. And I'm not making that a big thing, a big deal. We make things a bigger deal than they need to be all the time. I do it too. Just like with the house, or with the car we drive, or with our bank statement, with relationships, people in our world, people that we think are a contribution to our world, but actually are not. How many times have you had a conversation with someone and afterwards just felt, meh, it really didn't lift you up, it really wasn't inspiring? I know I've done that. I've given my puppet strings to people that it's like they were getting more from our interaction than I was. And this isn't to say that there needs to be, equal, I need to get something from you. That isn't what it is. It's more reciprocating the energy. And the flip side of that is, I spent an hour and a half with someone. We met over a coffee, and by the end of the coffee, I was exhausted. Like I came home and it was just wow, amazing. The next day, I met with another girlfriend, and I was so uplifted, so charged. After our powwow, I plowed through so much work and was just so elated and happy all day. And it really gave me a chance to realize that I'd given that first person my puppet strings. I'd let their perhaps neediness, they wanted a shoulder to cry on, they wanted me to give them the answers, but didn't want to pay for a session. So, yeah, I was willing to stay in that space because I felt bad, or I thought I should help this person, or that's what I would like someone to do for me, not realizing that that really didn't benefit me or that person. And so everywhere that you have given your puppet strings to a thing, a person, an event, a time, an organization, a group, a community, whatever that is, let's just destroy it and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Every way that you've allowed other people to control your happiness, destroy it and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And everywhere that you're waiting for permission to be happy, to be joyous, to be filled with love, to be ridiculously, orgasmically delighted with life, let's destroy it and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. I find that there's this underlying theme with society that suffering is noble, that suffering means that we care, that suffering means that we're in the trenches with everybody else. I'm not going there anymore. I'm just not. I choose ease in my life. Sometimes I need a reminder. Sometimes I go off on other tangents. Yes, fine. But no, I'm choosing ease in my life. And every day I get up and I think, okay, every day and every way my life gets happier and happier. Every day and every way my life is more expansive and I have more joy-filled, incredible experiences and people and things show up in my world. And so again, everywhere that you're waiting for permission for anything from anyone, even yourself, let's destroy and create all of that. I've worked with hundreds of clients over the years in my coaching practice with them giving them, that doesn't sound right. Let me get the words right on that. Everywhere that they were waiting to give themselves permission to thrive, not just survive, but to thrive, to jump out of that proverbial comfort zone into the unknown and go for it and know that we'll figure it out as we go. Yeah, we're going to screw it up. We're going to make a mess at times. We're going to pick door A instead of door B. We're going to hurt feelings. We're going to get hurt. Yeah, that's part of the human experience. And to try to live in a bubble and avoid being hurt, avoid all of the plethora of human emotions and experiences, I think is just such a waste of the gift that we've been given. Yes, do we wake up in the morning and think, I'd really like to be hurt today. I'd really like to be disturbed and hurt and I'd like to feel pain. No, we don't. But part of living and thriving is that, yes, we're going to hit obstacles. Yes, we're going to be disappointed. Yes, we're going to be hurt. Yes, there are going to be things that show up in our world that don't make sense logically. But if we're willing to connect into our heart and we're willing to let our heart guide us, our heart knows what it wants. Our heart knows what we, on a soul level, are craving and hungering for and just... Is everything not just brought up and let down? Let's destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. I found after losing my son, Jack, and he would be six now. So this was several years ago. I found that after losing him, it literally shut my heart down. My heart just instantly closed. I couldn't get past that. It took me years to work through that grief. And it was really quite fascinating because when I was willing to look at it, it was like the universe moved the right people into my world to help me create the sacred space that I needed to work through that and honor the process, honor the grief, honor the loss of him. When I had those people in play, then it was like this light bulb moment. It was like, wow, because I lost him, I decided that my life would never be the same. Because I lost him, I decided I would never thrive. I would never have the life that I was meant to have because I didn't have him in it. And so for many years, I struggled with that. You know, things just kind of lost their luster. Things that I used to love to do, you know, going to get pedicures, going for a hike, sitting in a coffee shop, having the most delicious cup of coffee, enjoying chocolate, roaring with laughter, you know, all of these beautiful things that light my soul up, I stopped allowing them to. I stopped allowing myself to thrive. And it was in a session I had with a beautiful soul a few years ago, and she said, you know, everywhere you're waiting for permission to thrive, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. And everywhere that you're not willing to thrive, knowing as a medium that my sweet Jack is always with me, he's always connected to me, he just isn't in a physical form right now. And I know that he'll come in as a grandbaby one day, so it's all good. And so, yeah, that whole situation had my puppet strings. Jack had my puppet strings. He didn't even know it. The loss of Jack had my puppet strings. I made that so big and so significant. And not to say that loss isn't a big deal. I just made it into something that it didn't need to be. I took it to the nth degree with it, and I didn't need it to, it didn't need to be that big and significant. And I'm so grateful for the people that came into my life to help me unravel it and to help me understand. And another way that I started to realize that other people had my puppet strings was that I had aligned, or what's another word for that? I had agreed on some level, in some way, with other people's ideas, their decisions, their conclusions, assumptions, their projections, their points of view, their beliefs. I was aligning with what wasn't true for me, but was true for them. And in doing so, I completely discounted my awareness, my truth, what was true for me, to maybe fit in, to maybe not want to ruffle the feathers, because I grew up in a very controlling home, and my marriage was very controlling. And I on some level, I chose that and I allowed it. And I totally acknowledge that. But I was used to putting what I knew on the back burner or not acknowledging it at all to align with other people. It was like I was like this little bird just waiting for people to tell me what to do and show me what it looked like. And in switching, moving from that state into empowered, I know what I want. This is what I want. I'm not going to stop till I get it. There is such a liberation. And so everywhere that you maybe have done the same thing and haven't stepped into your truth, no matter what, no matter how upset other people will get, no matter how triggered they're going to get, no matter how uncomfortable it gets, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. I used to make myself wrong whenever someone would get upset. I would internalize it and think, oh, it was me. I did something wrong. I said the wrong thing. I shouldn't have done that. I was taking ownership and responsibility for other people's triggers, for other people's choices to be triggered, for other people's stuff. Oh, and that again was giving my puppet strings away. Here, I'm going to feel bad for you and process all of your shit because I'm going to take all of it on. Because I'm the bad one. No, give me my puppet strings back. And what I've really realized in the last year is that when someone is triggered, it has nothing to do with me. When someone is triggered, it's something in them that hasn't been resolved. It's an opportunity for them to take a look at what's going on in their world. It really is a beautiful gift. And it doesn't, I don't walk around intentionally trying to trigger people, but I'm also aware of, I'm aware that people get triggered around me because I am an invitation to more. I am an invitation to greater possibilities. I am an invitation to transform your life, you know, clear what's in your path, clear what's stopping you from thriving and living an incredible life. I am that invitation. And where I used to, it's like the pendulum has swung in the other direction. Again, I grew up thinking, no, I don't want to trigger people. I'll just be a wallflower. You tell me what to do. You know, and part of that was because it was a little bit of a feisty home environment. And so it was more of a survival mechanism, if you will. And very much so in my marriage, it was, no, I'm just going to keep the peace, keep everything smoothed out, walk on eggshells. No, this has been the most liberating year of my life because I am not settling. I'm not. I know what my heart wants. I know what my goals are. I know what I'm focused on achieving and having in my life. And I'll crush anyone that gets in my way. And that's just, that works for me. And I'm not saying that that has to work for you. But everywhere that you're not willing to do whatever it takes to have your heart's desires, whether that's having a family, getting married, traveling, your career, your work, your creative projects, having an intimate partner, getting married, traveling the world, writing that book, making that phone call, whatever it is, wherever you're not willing to do whatever it takes to have those heart's desires, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. Because again, that will have your puppet strings, that avoidance, avoiding it, refusing to acknowledge it, shutting off your awareness. It keeps that energy stuck and it isn't flowing. And it doesn't give you the opportunity to start really creating what you'd like to create. And it's interesting because a lot of people think that when They have to have it all figured out, and then they can choose whatever it is. And I heard this last week, and it just knocked me on my butt. Someone said, no, you need to choose it first. Choose it, be all in, and then you'll get the action steps, and then the synchronicities will show up. And then you'll see how you need to do it, and you'll start, you know, you can start to chip it away. I often say to clients, you know, how do you eat an elephant? And it's one bite at a time. And most of us, myself included, I'll start with a leg. I'll rip off an ear and start chewing on that ear, not realizing that I haven't fully chosen it, or I have chosen it, but I'm not willing to get the action steps because I want it now. And there's nothing wrong with wanting it now, but it's really about choosing whatever it is, going all in, pushing yourself off the fence and just doing it, knowing that you're going to create a result. And if you don't like the result, choose again. If you don't like that, choose again. We always have the opportunity to go back to the drawing board and choose again. And I think for most of us, myself included, I would get into the idea of it has to be perfect. I have to have everything perfectly planned. This is how it's going to be. And I wasn't letting it breathe. I wasn't letting the magic of the universe come in and play with the energies and work things out and work things out with me. I was, again, giving my puppet strings to how I thought it should look, how other people told me it should look. And that just really stifles that creative energy. It really does. And so everywhere you're not willing to be the source of whatever and everything in your life, whether it's happiness, abundance, wealth, joy, prosperity, love, creation, everywhere you're not willing to be the source of your life, let's just join and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And then I'd like to look at everywhere you're not willing to lose absolutely everyone and everything in your life. And again, this isn't what we're manifesting. This isn't what we're putting out into the universe. It's just, if we're not willing to lose, like for the example I use with my house, I wasn't willing to lose my house a few months ago. And then it was like the house had control over me. I gave my puppet strings to the house. I wasn't willing to lose it. And it continued to have control over me. It's like I just continued to see problems and things. And I thought it was a money pit and this. I just started to, you know, see problems and issues and things that weren't resolved. And that wasn't the case at all. It wasn't the case at all. And so everywhere you're not willing to lose everything in your life, let's just join and create it all. Everywhere you're not willing to lose everything and everyone, let's just join and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Because when you're willing to lose it all, then nothing is holding on to your puppet strings. Nothing has control over you. No one. Nothing. And from that place, the sky's the limit. You can create whatever you'd like. So everywhere you're not willing to see who or what has your puppet strings, let's just try and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And it's interesting because when I first started playing with this idea, I realized that my daughter had my puppet strings, that I would be in the middle of a business meeting and I would make sure that my phone was on vibrate so I could see if she texted me, if she needed anything. And 9 times out of 10, I would be in a meeting somewhere and she would start texting me. I forgot my lunch. Can you pick up this art paper? Can you volunteer at the school? 9 times out of 10. And it took me a while to realize that she had my puppet strings. And it kind of blew my mind, really. When I realized that, it was like, oh my goodness. Because yeah, I allowed that to happen. I chose that. And so I had to unravel from that. And then not reply to her. I actually would turn my phone off completely in business meetings. And then I would get out and have, you know, this incessant, where are you? What's happening? And didn't you get my message? And blah, 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 blah. And he was like, no, you don't get to interrupt my life like that. You do not get my puppet strings. No. And so it gave me the opportunity to take back my puppet strings and set boundaries and really help her to understand that she needed to step up and take care of those things for herself. That if she forgot her lunch one day, oh well. If she, you know, needed something for a project, okay, tell me when you get home from school. You don't need it till the next day, so tell me after school. And so it really gave us a chance to look at that relationship and really redefine it so that I didn't feel like I had to drop whatever I was doing to respond. And so it was really interesting. I was really proud of her because she knows how to manipulate. I did have a moment of, wow, that's amazing. Look at you go. But then I also thought, okay, how do we redirect that? How do we redirect that so that it's actually creating more on the planet for everyone involved? So again, everywhere you're not willing to lose everyone and everything, let's destroy and create all of that. And again, it's not losing people from your life. If someone is in your life and they're not a contribution, I find that just usually fizzles out. Sometimes there needs to be a bit of an eruption, whatever. Whatever needs to happen for that person to move from your life is whatever needs to happen. And just like things, it's been fascinating, you know, as I mentioned, you know, going through a divorce this year, you know, really going through the entire house, going through every room in the house. I hate this picture. Why do I still have this? Getting rid of it. I really don't like that. Getting rid of it. I think it's time to get a new Christmas tree. Get this out of here. So it's been, and those things had followed me for 20 years, you know, moving from house to house, from place to place. We accumulate stuff when we move. And it really gave me the chance to look at that because all of that clutter and all of that stuff had my puppet strings. There was a room in the basement that I refused to go in because it was packed full of stuff. Stuff that, for whatever reason, I thought I needed to keep. I thought I needed to keep every single piece of art that my daughter had ever drawn or created. And I actually didn't need to. I keep the ones that touch my heart. I keep the ones that there's that emotional, energetic piece to them that I have to keep them. So again, we're going to run this again. Nah, everywhere that you're not willing to lose everything in your life, destroy and create all of that. Everywhere you're not willing to lose everything, everyone, all of it, destroy and create all of that. It's getting you to a place of being willing, just being willing to lose it all. Because then nothing has your puppet strings, nothing has control over you. And that is so liberating. And then from that place, we choose. I choose this incredible, beautiful house I live in. Grateful for it every day and I love it. I choose my business. I choose my incredible clients, my students. I choose my creations. I choose my body. I choose the beautiful friendships I have in my life. I choose the love that my heart has to share with the right people. I choose all of that joy and fun and playfulness and expansive, orgasmic, pleasureful energy. I choose all of that. And when we come from a place of choosing, that's really when we're choosing our heart's desires and we're moving beyond letting anyone or anything have our puppet strings or control us or guide us onto their track. It's very much like a train track. We're on our track and it's very much, you know, staying on our path no matter what. Understanding that what someone else deems as true for them is not necessarily what's true for us. And again, it's really, really tapping into that authenticity and what we know is true for us and not losing sight of that no matter what. And so everywhere you've taken other people into account with your life, your decisions, your heart's desires, let's just destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And we're going to rescind, recount, reclaim, renounce, denounce, and destroy and uncreate it all wherever it came from. Everywhere that you've agreed and aligned that that's what you need to do, destroy and uncreate it all. And everywhere that you've been double checking, you go against your own awareness and what you know is true for you, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. I used to do that with my mentors, with people. I would have the awareness of something and then I would be like, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I should double check with somebody. I don't know. Whereas now I get the awareness and I'm like, okay, we're going for it. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, great. We're just going to redirect and we're going to figure it out as we go. Marie Forleo has this beautiful book out right now and it's Everything is Figure Outable. Yes, everything is figure outable. And everywhere that you don't think it is, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. So again, everywhere that you're not choosing to thrive, everywhere that you've given other people or things your puppet strings, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. I apologize. There seems to be, it sounds like a train rumbling outside my house, but I don't live near the train tracks. So I apologize for that noise in the background. Not sure what that's about, but it's here to join us. And so, yeah, who has your puppet strings? And so remember, you're not willing to step into your life, grab it by the horns, and not stop until you have your heart's desires. Know and trust. You know what you want. You go after it and you make it happen. Go. Everywhere you're not willing to do that, in every area of your life, let's destroy it and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Oh, that was a good one. You may want to drink some water today. We really shifted a ton of energy with that. Reach out if you have any questions, any concerns. I love to hear your feedback, how you're doing, how you're experiencing the energies. And if there's anything that you'd like me to chat about, do drop me a line. Let me know. I send you mountains of love. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.